Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
You're listening to the Texans podcast. Drew Doherty here on the phone with Ian Eagle of CBS Sports. He's calling the game with the Texans and Cardinals this Sunday. Ian, thanks so much for joining us. Let's get right to it. Four games in, the Texans are 2-2. Is this the same old Texans club you've seen the last few seasons, or is this a different Houston squad in your estimation?
No, I think it is different. The passing game is very dynamic, and obviously this team is very capable of putting points on the board. The questions with them will come whether or not they can consistently run the football, and that question is still out there after 4 weeks. And defensively, a legitimate question for this team is going to be how they stop the run. Amazingly enough, that has been an issue so far, and up front, I felt coming into this season that that would not be as big of a problem as it's turned out to be. Obviously, 4 weeks does not make a year. So let's see if that changes over the next few weeks as they get into the meat of their schedule.
For this game specifically, you just brought up that the struggles with stopping the run. Is it not as important because, gosh, we know what the receiving core for Arizona is like. Hightower hasn't done as much running the football, had a nice game in week one catching the football. But what about this matchup run-wise do you think they have to worry about or not worry about?
Well, Arizona is coming off the bye week, and there's no doubt in my mind that Ken Wisenhunt and company sat down and tried to figure out a way to strike up a balance offensively. Last year, they didn't run the ball all that well, and that had been an issue. If you remember with Edgerrin James, it wasn't until late in the year where he started to get it going again, and then it carried over into the playoffs. But they did find a rhythm in the running game come postseason. This year, the numbers are actually worse. They're averaging less than 61 yards rushing per game compared to last year where they averaged 74 yards rushing per game, which is still very low for a team that goes to the Super Bowl. I have to believe between Hightower and Wells, at some point, Arizona is going to improve upon those numbers. Now, is this the week that it happens? I think they're licking their chops, thinking that this is the week that they can gain some confidence in the ground game and finally get some balance on offense, because we know they can chuck it all over the field.
Right, and switching pages, I guess you could say that the Texans have kind of had the same problem running the football as well. Slayton not doing what he did last year so far, but is it maybe a little too early to kind of bury that run game?
Yeah, I think it is. I do think offensive line-wise, you have some questions on that left side right now without Chester Pitts and now Casey Studdard in there, so that's an adjustment. And you know, the fact of the matter is this is a young offensive line for the most part. Slayton, to me, proved himself as a rookie. We know with running backs, it doesn't always translate year to year, although I believe he's a guy that will have a long career in this league as long as he stays healthy. He hits the hole hard. He's very muscular for a little guy. He's got outstanding burst. His patience last year was better than people anticipated. And it just may take a little bit of time this year to find a little bit of chemistry with that old line. The zone blocking scheme that we knew about in Denver with Coach Kubiak, we're still trying to see the fruits of that for this year. But ultimately, I think Slayton is fine. I don't think it's an issue with the running back, no.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that the Texans have started to do well over the last three games is throw the ball. So we can see Schaub is doing some really nice things, and now he has a lot of weapons in addition to Andre Johnson.
Absolutely. You know, for years, and I've done enough Texan games through the years to know what kind of guy Andre Johnson is, and I've been saying for years he's the best wideout in football. When healthy, he's number one, and Larry Fitzgerald is probably, in my mind, ranked 1A or number two, however you want to put your ranking system. With that said, Owen Daniels has now become a legitimate threat through the air. Kevin Walter, we all felt that he could be a contributor. Last year was a breakthrough year, known as a possession receiver, but I think he's becoming more of an all-around receiver. The passing game is not an issue whatsoever. To me, we're looking almost at mirror images of one another, these two teams, and they both come in with similar issues and similar problems, and we could be looking at a old-fashioned shootout on Sunday.
Yeah, and one of those guys for the Texans that's kind of played a role in the explosiveness and that might help lend itself to a shootout, Jacoby Jones. Are you how impressed are you with him, and how much more consistency can he probably gain or get, and how key to being great is that consistency for Jones?
Well, Drew, from a play-by-play man standpoint, when you show up on Sundays, your hope is that you get some big plays to call. Mm-hmm. That's just how it is, and it's how every play-by-play man thinks. And Jacoby Jones can provide you with those big plays. From a special team standpoint, look, he's already proven his worth. AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Electrifying ability when he touches the football. We've seen it on kick returns. We've seen it on punt returns. We've seen it now on free kicks. So there's no questioning that. How he develops as a receiver still remains to be seen, and whether or not he can be more than just a return specialist for you down the road. Look, he didn't go to a big-time school. He was, I believe, entering college still very small. He was 5'7", 160, 165 pounds. So this was a late bloomer. And maybe the receiving skills will bloom as well. And if they do, look out for this Houston Texans passing offense.
Yeah, he's done Lane College quite proud, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, we don't see Lane College all that often from a play-by-play guy standpoint, but I think we're going to be saying it for quite a few years to come.
Well, Ian, we know how busy you are. We appreciate your time. We look forward to listening, watching you on Sunday. And I know I speak for Texans fans. We're hoping that the good guys from Houston are now.
As you know, I'm unbiased. I'm
right
down the middle. But obviously, AFC-NFC clashes. We know where oftentimes my allegiance lies. We'll just leave it at that.
The great Ian Eagle. You can hear him on Sundays with CBS Sports. We thank you for your time.